Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunter Podcast. I am with Susan Wisby-Smith, who is the CEO of the president of the CLM, which is a relatively new promotion for you.
Yeah, I became president last June, but I started with CLM in 2011.
Okay, well, first, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I mean, this is such an awesome organization.
It is amazing.
You guys do such a great job. And just looking at the crowd, the content, you know, I'm going through the content, and it's like session after session, CLEs. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be here?
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
The facility is great. I mean, absolutely love
this
place.
It's a great property. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the CLM. Like, what is it? What is the mission?
Yeah. So CLM is really, we're a strong, vibrant community. And we really try to lean into the community because of professionals that kind of come together to collaborate, network, and educate. So those are the three things that we really focus on. And those three things, I think, are really on display here this week.
Yeah.
Totally working on education, obviously, at the forefront here with so many sessions. I was talking to Matt Morrison from American Family yesterday. He's like, I don't know which sessions to pick. There's more good content. So he was like dividing his team up, like, you go here, you go there. So, and that's all of our content and the sessions this week and any conference are generated by the membership community. So it's so fantastic. They are like, these are the hot topics in these areas, and they're pulling the panels together and they're doing the paperwork. And it's not a light lift, CLM, and to educate everyone here and the broader membership community, and hopefully, like I was talking about earlier this morning, younger professionals, getting younger professionals into this organization.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's a huge challenge, right? I mean, we are, well, in the world of claims, you know, we are one of the oldest professions, right, in terms of age, right? I read somewhere that the average age of a claim professional is like in the upper 50s.
Probably.
So what happens, right? I mean, everyone's going to retire. And is there enough youth coming in to, you know, carry the torch forward?
Well, we hope so. We hope so. And that's one of the components of the CLM Litigation Management Task Force that we're working with since last summer. It was put together based on data from studies we've done with Suite 200 Solutions of claims professionals, litigation professionals, and outside counsel. And like, everyone has their unique pain points, but like staffing, talent acquisition, retention, and education are overriding themes, and we're hearing it from outside counsel, from carriers. We need people to join the industry. We need opportunities to give them career pathways. We need to sell the organization. As JD Keister on the panel this morning said, like, we need to bring sexy back. So like, I don't know how we make the industry super sexy, but like, we do, it is a great industry. I've been in this industry for a really long time, more than 30 years. And so how do we sell it to other people as they're coming out of college?
It's tough, right? I mean, I know my youngest is an adjuster.
Oh, that's great.
So he came out of college, wasn't sure what to do, and ended up where he works for a large, you know, large insurer. But it's a different world.
It's like, a very different
world. I tell him about when I started as an adjuster, what my day was like, hopping in the company car with the clipboard and the camera.
You were an adjuster who took a job because you got a car?
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you were saying?
No, my husband was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a very common theme for those of us that came up, you know, in the 80s, 90s.
Yep.
We didn't get paid a ton, but man, it was a fun job. I started in South Central Los Angeles, and I don't really fit into South Central Los Angeles, especially back at that time. You know, it was in the day of the day and age of the riots. You know, it was a tough area, a lot of fraud, but it was a fun job.
Yeah.
And incredible. You learned so much about investigating, especially claims that were questionable. A lot of organized crime in terms of, you know, staged accident rings.
Yeah.
And I talked to my son, and he's like, yeah, Dad, I got 13 new claims today. Like, How are you going to do that?
Right.
And how are you going to, like, how are you going to do that? And how are you going to stay in the industry? Because
Right.
that type of workload consistently,
Yes.
it'll burn you out.
Exactly.
And I think that's something, you know, we see, like in our world, we're really, you know, a subrogation firm. We do a lot of auditing. And we see the collateral damage of a, you know, busy adjusters.
Yep.
They miss stuff. Stuff falls through the cracks.
Yep.
So, you know, what do you think? How do we address this?
So two of the subcommittees on the task force are specifically focused on this area. So we have a talent recruitment and retention subcommittee, and we have a professional okay. skills development subcommittee.
Right.
And then we also recently brought back our young professional advisory board, and okay. some of them are here. And then we're going to start meeting in the next few weeks with them. And really, we're working with that advisory board
yeah.
to help give us, like, from their voices, because we don't need, you know, any more older voices telling us what the young people need right. or what they should do or how they should be. So they're telling us, like, what is their story?
Yeah.
And how did I get in this industry? And how can some of we get some of their peers and younger colleagues
right.
to be interested in this career? So we're working with them to help kind of define what's the value proposition to help
yeah.
get them into either claims or litigation or even outside counsel, like young attorneys opting right. into insurance defense work. How do we
yeah.
do that? And then the task force, the talent recruitment and retention, we're talking about putting together kind of like show in a box kind of thing where
yeah.
people can go to local colleges and law schools. Because people have asked, I would be more than happy to go to a local college, a community college, a law school, and talk about this community, this work, and not specific just CLM, but like claims,
right.
insurance defense, that world. And so how do we go in and make the presentation and go like, this is really interesting.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things our parent company, the Institutes, is doing is launching a website where we're really trying to sell the value of the insurance industry as a general. And
yeah.
like what we do find with younger professionals is they want to feel like they're giving back and contributing to a greater good.
Right.
And insurance does allow so much of that because you're helping people,
exactly.
companies in really, really bad times. And so
right.
there's an altruistic piece of the business that we're trying to help kind of communicate that message.
Oh yeah. And I think, you know, those are stories that people, you know, like to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's the sexy side of the industry,
yeah.
which is kind of the underbelly of the
yeah.
insurance world,
right.
you know, going after cops and robbers, if you
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
But there's the important side too,
yeah.
which is, and we've seen it, you know, just in Palisades, right?
Yes.
People lost everything. And, you know, I was talking to a guest recently who was, they were out at, you know, with some of their customers that have, you know, been fire victims.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, guiding them through this.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand the process. And you know, it's tough. It's like asking someone, like, I read a deck page when I get it in the mail. Most people don't read
no.
their deck page. Most people don't know what a deck page is. They certainly
no.
don't know what to do when they've lost everything.
Yeah.
So being there to help people, I think when you share those stories, it pulls on people's heartstrings because
right.
people, by and large, they're good. You know, we want to do the right thing.
The right
we want to help people. And, you know, and that's what you guys are doing is great because you're bringing up, you know, you're bringing people in to an important profession. And if you think about the size of insurance, right, it's what, 3% of our GDP. I mean, it's not insignificant.
Right.
And I mean, honestly, there's a lot of really good companies out there to work for.
There are. And it's a good stable industry to be
yeah.
in. And when I've interviewed people over the years to like for a marketing job, like something
right.
not specific related to insurance,
yeah.
but like, here's the value of insurance. Like, you know, you can't make a movie, you can't build a building, you can't, like, here's all of the things. It is an engine
right.
that makes the whole world rumble, right?
Absolutely.
Like, so you need insurance for all of these pieces, either on a small scale
yep.
for your car, or, you know,
yeah.
to film a movie, you need insurance related
right.
to that. So the other subcommittee, the professional skills one, is really focused on giving people the skills they need to do their job well, because I do,
okay.
I think everyone suffers from a little imposter syndrome, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so sometimes it's just a matter of getting together and going like a little gut vibe check, like, oh no,
right.
I do know what I'm doing. Or like, here's something, an area where I need to know more. And so we're working on that, and specifically in that one, to kind of upskill people to deal with things like third party litigation funding,
yeah.
runaway verdicts. Like, how do we attack these things that are really coming at us fast and hard?
It's tough, right?
Yeah.
And that's been a common theme that we've been talking about is,
you know, it seems like the third party litigation funding is really just pouring, you know, fuel on the fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years and years, you know, you had most attorneys couldn't take 3 weeks out of the office and go to trial.
Right.
Now with third party litigation funding, they can. And they're getting in front of people and they're telling stories.
Yep.
And, you know, look, sometimes, I mean, there are legitimate claims and people are entitled to just compensation.
Of course.
But there's an awful lot of, you know, shenanigans going on.
Yes.
And we've seen it. I mean, I was in claims, you were in claims, you know, it's most everybody in here has been in claims.
Yes.
And, you know, they say 10% of all claims are outright fraud. And 1/3 of all medical billings have an element of fraud, like upcoding, unbundling, modifier abuse.
Right.
And you pour that in front of a sob story in front of a jury, and jurors don't understand this. I mean, they're seeing someone with $500,000 in medical bills and, you know, a bumper ding.
Right.
And it's like, what do they do?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's tough. And, you know, there's not enough hours in the day, it seems, these days for people to really dig in and investigate.
No. Yeah. And you see just consumer sentiment about the insurance industry. Like
you
saw the tragedy in New York last year. Like,
yes.
You know, and who thought there'd be a big rally behind the shooter and GoFundMes because everyone was angry at health insurance. Right. And so when you get that kind of a situation in front of a jury, you get people riled up a little bit. It makes things difficult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're seeing, you know, as consumers, businesses and consumers alike, insurance premiums are going up.
Yes.
Across the country, there's been states like Florida have done a tremendous job with tort reform. I mean, they've done, I don't really know, well, there's a few things they could do, but they've done 90% of what they can do. And rates are stabilizing, but they're still going up. And there's inflationary pressures. But when you talk to people in general, when you look on social media, the overwhelming theme is, oh, it's the insurance companies. It's not that. Did you know 25% of the drivers in Florida have no insurance, nor are they required to have liability insurance? This is why your rates are so high. That's the other 10% of what we could fix in Florida.
Exactly.
You know? And, you know, California is seeing the same thing. And even states like, you know, Ohio, Indiana, you know, states that really never had premium inflation, they're seeing it now.
Yeah. And I have more conversations just on a personal level about, like, this happened, should I file?
Right.
People like,
oh, yeah.
I should file a claim because what's it going to do for my premiums? My son was in a car accident. And he's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, we kind of talk through the pros and cons. But I don't remember that conversation happening as frequently as it's happening now. Like, should I just deal with it or should I file the claim?
Well, you know, I think in prior years, well, I think 20, 30 years ago, you never even thought about it. You filed the claim. Maybe 20 years ago, you started thinking about it on the property side because I didn't want to get dropped from too many claims.
Right.
Now it's on the auto side.
Yes.
I mean, like on the property side, it's like people like eat a lot more than their deductible just to not have the claim.
Right.
The auto side now is, I mean, I had a lady back into me in the parking lot. And fortunately, I mean, I've got a big truck and she didn't really do much damage to it.
Yeah.
But her car was pretty beat up.
Yeah.
But she's like, looks at me like, what do we do? And I'm like, you know what? I'll take care of mine. You take care of yours. No police. No. And she was like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's I think a lot of that goes on.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
And I don't know what the solution is. I mean, we've got a lot of collective minds in here.
A lot of collective minds in here. And I think, you know, exactly like the legislative reform in Florida and other states, Georgia just passed some reform too. So I think those things that are tangible things that we can do are great. And I think just educating consumers, one of the other business units of the institutes is the III. And one of the things we've talked a lot about there and with other business units is educating consumers on what exactly they're buying. Right. And so if you're price shopping, you have to know your price shopping. Right. And so you don't have coverage for this. So when that happens, you didn't get your claim wasn't denied because they're angry. You just weren't covered for that thing.
Right.
And so I've talked to a lot of people at CLM who are like coaching their children through like, here's the pros and cons of the choice that you're making. And so, but just going online and price shopping maybe leaves you in a hole that you're not expecting. And so if we can proactively educate consumers, like make an informed choice.
Right.
And then hopefully we have fewer angry people when there's a claim that's not covered because they didn't have coverage for it.
Yeah. And people need to understand what the coverages are, right? So you have states where you have, you know, stacked versus unstacked uninsured motorist coverage.
Yep.
So does it make sense to have stacked? Does it make sense to have stacked on, you know, some states you can have stacked on one car, not your others, but it applies to all cars.
Interesting.
So every state's a little bit different, but consumers don't understand this. They, you know.
But for a consumer, I just go online and say, what's my best rate?
Right. And if I have a crash, I'm covered.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
no matter what.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think the word can get out there. I think, you know, it takes a lot. I mean, it takes organizations like yours, for sure. You guys do a great job.
Yeah.
It takes companies, you know, insurance companies and agents to explain everything, which often doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, and you know, you get your policy in the mail and it's like that thick. And, you know, I mean, I read mine. You probably read yours. 90% of people don't read theirs.
It's
and
too much.
They don't understand, you know, all the crazy nuances.
Right.
So if people want to learn more about the CLM, where do they go?
Yeah. Well, all of our social media channels are a great place. And also the website, theclm.org is a great place. We have LinkedIn presence. They can follow us there. We're most active social media wise on LinkedIn.
Okay.
But Instagram, X, Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. All those places are great places to follow us.
And I heard there's a really good presentation at 3:30 today.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is it on?
I think it's on subrogation and how to use subrogation to fund other initiatives.
One of the best sessions of the whole conference.
Yes. Yeah, so,
like 100, and that might be right up there in the top 10.
You might want to push people into that one.
Okay, go for that one.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, you know that better than me. Down the hall to the right. Texas A and B,
Texas, I think. Something, yeah.
So
it'd be great.
So, Susan, thank you so much for joining us. This is great. Great organization.
Thank you.
And always, you know, have fun as always.
Thank you.
But if anybody wants to apply to be a guest on the show, go to subroiq.com and hit the podcast button.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.